This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7 a.m. HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station.
That's right. You get football tonight, everybody. NFL football is finally here. I know that I'm hard.
You better believe it.
Play it twice for those hard of hearing in the back. I know that I'm hard. We've already got the parlay locked in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stocked, ready to rock. Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
There you are, Jim. Hopefully it's you're already dead. There. Because Chiefs and Chargers play tomorrow night. We are about, what, a little bit more than 24 hours away? Whatever 24 plus 7 is, 31 hours away?
37 hours.
37. Are we sure about that now, or are we positive?
Sure about
that?
Would be 6 a.m., 12 more hours, 6 p.m., hour and a half. That's 30.
6 hours.
36 hours away would be those 37. 36 hours, 59 minutes, and 50 seconds away from
35.
Kickoff is set for 7:09, right?
And, I believe so.
And the more I think about it, like, do you think the teams are going to make it to the stadium by the time kickoff happens? That is honest to God.
Well, why wouldn't
one of my big? Well, it's 2 hours to the stadium from the team hotels. I mean, this trip that these two teams are on has got me livid. Like, I don't know, just yesterday it kind of hit me. Because I was doing the flight track and finding out where they are, where they're going, all this kind of stuff. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to the aviation stuff, right? And I'm following this plane. They're supposed to take off at 8:15 yesterday. They don't take off till 10:37, right?
Yeah, why do we?
Well, here's what I was told yesterday. Pilot didn't know they needed all that fuel, so they had to pull around and get extra fuel because I'm sure the pilot went, that Brazil, right?
Like, yeah,
you didn't know you were getting ready to load up for a 12-hour flight, so they didn't have enough fuel, apparently, on the plane, so they had to go and get refueled so they can take off and do the thing. So it was delayed a while. They were supposed to land at 8:30 last night. They landed about 10:45.
Nice.
Kling tweeted out a video of the airport of all the Swifties there for Travis Kelce, which was insane, right? Mm. How freaking cool is that? Like, all these Swifties are there and they land and then they have to get on a bus and go 2 hours to the team hotel.
Sick.
Sucks.
And then the team hotel is 2 hours from the stadium and then it's another 2 hour bus ride back. And that's for both teams too. That's just not for the Chiefs. This is for the Chargers are dealing with this because I think their flight was something like 13 hours yesterday or the day. They actually left the day before. 13 hours to fly down to Brazil. It is closer to fly from Frankfurt, Germany, Madrid, Spain, and London, England to Brazil than it is for both teams that are traveling there to play in an NFL game. Can you believe that?
And that is your geography teacher, Mr. Fesco.
I mean, it's insane to me that we're putting these teams and these players in this kind of travel stuff like this, right? Like, the Chiefs have already done the yeoman's work of travel all season long. To the West Coast for 2 preseason games and now to Brazil for this one. And I'm not building in excuses or anything like that because both teams have to do it. I don't know that that's going to be a high-scoring game down there on Friday evening because, I mean, of all the travel, 12 hours on a plane roughly for both of these teams and another 2-hour bus ride to the hotel? Good Lord, man. I hope the NFL's getting a big-ass check out of this one.
I mean, it's chicken. No chicken left. Chicken. 12 hours. Yeah, so the Chiefs will play tomorrow night, 7:09 is kickoff, if you want to be precise. But today on the show, pretty loaded. We got everything for you when it comes to football here on 96.5 The Fan. We've got you guys until 10 a.m. We have Ben Maller at 7:15, Nate Taylor at 8:25. And then coming up at about 9 o'clock, we'll have Matt Miller. He'll join us to talk all things Missouri, Kansas. This is a loaded weekend, man, and it starts right now. Like, literally, it starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 straight days, 5, of a loaded football weekend because, obviously, tonight is Dallas and Philadelphia. Dallas, 8.5-point dogs against Philadelphia. Then tomorrow night, Chiefs, Chargers. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. And then Saturday at 2:30 is KU versus MU. And then Sunday, plus don't forget Michigan, Oklahoma State later on in the day as well. And then Sunday, the full slate of football. And then Monday, obviously, I believe is Bears and Packers. Is that right? No,
the Bears are playing the Vikings. That's because right, the picture of J.J. McCarthy that is circulating around from when he was 4 years old at his first NFL game as a Bears fan going to see the Vikings play the Bears. And now it's like a full circle moment because now he's dressed as a Viking playing the Bears.
It'd be so awesome.
It's kind of cool. It's
great,
fun.
It's a great little storyline.
It is. It's really fun that was his first game and now he gets to see it from the other side. And I'm sure they're going to put that picture up in his locker room. You're a Bears fan, man, and you're playing for the Vikings against the Bears. Let's see you go out there and see what you can do. So that is a fun story. I always loved those. I always found those to be so bizarre. Like, I don't know how you can grow up your whole life rooting for a rival and then go play for the other team. Like, there's no chance I would ever work at the University of Missouri. Not a chance. I don't know how guys do that. And I always think of, was it Shane Ray that had all the Chiefs and Royals and sporting tattoos and had to go play for the Denver Broncos? I'm like, oh, that sucks, man. It's hard to do that. So J.J. McCarthy against the Bears, that should be a fun one, man.
Not the first time we've seen this. I mean, Joe Burrow had a Chiefs costume when he was a kid, and everybody put that on TV. It's like, And then all of a sudden the NFL says, hey, we're going to draft you. We're going to pay you a ton of money. You know what? I'm a fan of whatever that is.
Yeah.
Those colors don't look too bad.
You know, you write the check and it cashes. All right, we're a huge Eagles fan now if I'm a quarterback in college. Like, I grew up in Kansas City. Oh, you did? Yep. But a huge Chiefs fan. Nice. Well, we're going to pay you $46 million for the next 4 years to be our quarterback. Sounds like I'm an Eagles fan.
Done. I think it's easier with the pro ranks maybe than it is with the collegiate ranks because, I mean, I think the collegiate stuff is just, as we're seeing this week with the KUMU rivalry back, man, that just hits harder, right?
Oh, yeah,
that hits harder at your college rivalries for sure. Than the pro rivalries do. Because, yeah, you're right, $47 million. Sure, I'm a insert fan here. What the hell do I care?
Welcome to Columbia University. I'm Professor Fesco. I'm a KU alum. Here's $40 million to be a teacher. Okay. Sounds good.
I don't even know. I could, but.
You're lying out of your ass.
I am. Yeah, $40 million. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
You'd do it for 10.
Yeah. I'd do it for one, probably.
Probably, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. But not less than a million. I wouldn't work for Missouri for less than a million.
All the Gumby's and Shakespeare's pizza you could eat for the rest of your life. Sign me up. But
pass.
No,
hard pass.
We did see. Can we talk about it? Because last night, I think, was a very deflating feeling. That's what Jake Eisenberg said last night on the broadcast for the Royals. It seems like Q might have taken your suggestion. Because
what do you mean?
They're resting Lugo tonight.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're going to let Noah Cameron pitch. They're going to give Lugo a day for fatigue. In fact, Annie Rogers went into it. Because I see you this last night. I said, maybe there's a chance that Q might have listened to us on the radio. Because he was on yesterday. If you missed it, it's on the podcast page. Go check it out. And Bob had asked you the question saying, you know, hey, we talked last week, Lugo and the finger and all this sort of stuff. And Annie Rogers tweeted out last night that the Royals have switched their rotation plans up. Noah Cameron will start tonight in the series finale against the Angels that you lost first two games against this trash-ass team. Seth Lugo was originally scheduled to make the start, but starters against the Twins are listed as followed. Michael Wacha Friday, Saturday to be announced. That might be Seth Lugo, depending on how things go. And then Sunday is Michael Lorenzen. You still have Stephen Kolick, but he has to stay in the minors for 15 days after he was optioned Sunday morning, unless he's replacing an injured player. So also something to keep in mind.
Yeah, but then do you have to put Lugo on the disabled list then if you do that?
So here we are. So then 8 hours ago, Annie Rogers said, Seth Lugo has been dealing with low back tightness the past 2 days. Manager Q said, which is why Royals are pushing him back from tomorrow. Cotrero said they'll know more of a plan tomorrow when they see how Lugo feels.
Do we have that audio from Q yesterday talking about him? Because we had heard from Q yesterday that they weren't worried about injury stuff with Seth Lugo. They weren't worried about him being tired. But you and I talked yesterday, and we both agreed. Q sounded worried yesterday when we were talking to him about Seth Lugo. I mean, yeah. I felt like he was very concerned yesterday about Seth Lugo, and so he developed back stiffness all of a sudden, or the finger issue, or whatever it was, or he listened to us and liked the idea of, you know, potentially giving the guy a day of rest, but he needs a day of rest, whether it's an injury or not. Seth Lugo needs to be skipped in the rotation and doesn't need to get back out there on Saturday or anything like that. I think he just needs an entire rotation skip and give him essentially 10 days to kind of clear his mind a little bit and think about what he needs to do to get things back on the right track. Because if you don't have Seth Lugo, you really don't have much of a veteran in your rotation at this point in time.
Yeah, Reagan's pitched like a spot start yesterday against like they call it like a friendly start where the team comes up and hits and he pitches off the mound, full uniform, like it's a full-on go. According to reports, he looked fine, looked good, so that would be one of those guys maybe you would get in that rotation later on. But again, 2.5 out still, not doing your job against the Angels, still can't seem to find the ball to the bat. The 1-5 hitters last night went 1-16. Michael Garcia slumping at the wrong time. Bobby Wood Jr., tough night. They didn't rule that ball in error. You asked Bobby Wood Jr. He was interviewed in the post game. He's got to make that play. That gave up the go-ahead run. That was a deciding factor. And then that Chafin guy that looks like the Aldi version of
he's
Kenny Powers.
Looking. Yeah, he does look like, he looks like an 80s reliever. He looks like the Mad Hungarian. Man.
I thought
awesome.
Rod Beck came back to the major
leagues. He's dead. Yeah.
I was like, Rod Beck's back?
He died in an RV in Des Moines, Iowa, playing for the Iowa Cubs, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, there's some story about that. You can look it up.
So this will be the one hit on the Royals today. It's been disappointing. I'm with you all. It's frustrating. You had the lead two nights ago, 2-0. Lorenzen gives up the tying home run. You have the lead last night. Bang, 3-run shot. You tie the game. You give up the lead. You can't score in the ninth. Very frustrating. I feel all of your pain, but I know what all of you are thinking in the back of your mind, and you're absolutely right. Football is here.
That's right. And we get a game tonight, and we get our game tomorrow. And yeah. I mean, people are fired up, man, for football season. You see a lot of signs for the Chiefs all over town. Like, it's slowly but surely just flipping into it's time to go. It's time to watch Patrick Mahomes. It's time to watch Travis Kelce's final year, essentially. It's time to watch this team go out there and answer all the critics, right? Everybody's ready for that. I think everybody's ready for tonight, too. I think tonight can be, I hope, a fun game. I just don't know that Nick Sirianni is adult enough to coach a Super Bowl champion. And what I mean by that is the banner stuff that we've already heard. And I just don't know if he's an adult enough to be the head coach of a defending Super Bowl champion team. It's going to be real interesting to see what he does with that Eagles team. And like I know we're doing this in the next segment, I still don't know who I'm picking to win the East.
Okay.
Because I just, for whatever reason, yeah. I have that uneasy feeling about Sirianni controlling this team and being the leader this year.
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
I didn't know the spells were supposed to be wet. Just to give a quick recap, because Seattle's trying to give you the wild card spot. Texas, 1.5 games out. The Chiefs, the Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays now 2.5 games back. Another game tonight. Once again at 6:40, Josh Furner on at 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. Chiefs kick off tomorrow night at 7:00 in Sao Paulo. But we get into the game tonight. How bad does tonight get for either team? Because there could be two teams that could be in the other side of the effect of the win. We'll explain next because it's Dallas and Philly tonight at 7:20. Football begins on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Thursday, that's right, this week flew by because obviously you knew it would. You got the day off Monday for most, and then football's on Thursday, and then Friday there's football, then Saturday there's football, then Sunday there's football, then Monday there's football, and then next Thursday there's football, then next Sunday there's football. You get the drift.
Yeah.
We are back, woo, baby. We are back.
Let's go.
I don't know if you consider tonight a big one. Am I wrong here? I mean, I know I'm not smart. They did a kickoff show last night on NBC.
I always thought the night before the first game was the video of this team that won the Super Bowl, you know, like they always do the recap of the season before that. And then you roll into, you know, Thursday night football. Like last year was the recap of the Chiefs season. I think they're doing one for the Eagles right now because I'm watching on NFL Network and they have that going on. But hey, the NFL is going to market any way that they possibly can. People are ready for the start of this season. They're ready for this thing to get going, right? If you get to do an opening night or however they want to do it and sell it and make more money, they're going to go ahead and do something like that. So I think everybody's just kind of ready to turn that page and get into football season. We had a little taste over the weekend with the college, and now it's about the pros. And what's going to happen is we're not going to see aesthetically pleasing games for the first couple weeks of the season, and everybody's going to complain about the game not being as good. So, like, I wouldn't expect a clean game either tonight or especially tomorrow down in Brazil for either of those teams.
Tonight is Philadelphia-Dallas. The question that's been asked is how bad does tonight get? Obviously, we know Nick Sirianni and the Eagles will not be out there on banner night to celebrate. I'm going to call cap.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think this is where the veteran leaders have to take over, like Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, you know, some of these guys, you know, that have been around the block and be like, coach, we accomplished something pretty special, right? It doesn't happen a lot. This isn't Kansas City, right? We have an opportunity to go celebrate and be with the fans and to really, 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 really put a bow on what we did last year. And I think every situation needs closure. I'm talking to a friend of mine actually this morning about some stuff about closing a situation and needing closure. Winning needs closure too. You need to put that final bow on the season and go, okay, here's the banner. Now it's officially time to move on. The fans got to celebrate with you guys. The players got to celebrate this thing one final time. And I just think in life, we spend too much time stressing over the negative and we don't accept the positive and celebrate the positive enough. And this is a major accomplishment, you know, for the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's 59 Super Bowls that have been played or whatever. So it's not like every team's winning these things, and it happens a lot. It's only the second time that the Eagles have ever done it. So you've got to celebrate these moments, and not doing so, I just think it's a bad look by the team.
And also, if you don't think that Philadelphia lives in the past, we found out yesterday that Jalen Hurts' background on his phone is still the Super Bowl loss against the Chiefs from 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's still there.
So,
I mean,
Cap Sirianni, I guarantee you, you'll have all your players out there celebrating night with your fans because that's what it's all about.
And your owner has to take over, too. I mean, even if the players don't and he doesn't listen to them, this is where the owner needs to come and go, no, our fans want our players out there celebrating this kind of stuff with them.
What's that's really his name, Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Jeffrey Lurie not look like Lorne Michaels?
He does, just like him. No, yeah, it's a good comparison, yeah.
Yeah, so improv that blank to Sirianni and tell him to get out there. Like, does Big Dom need to be out there? No. Does Sirianni and the team need to be out there? Yes.
Yes, yeah.
This is how you do things. This is what it is, right? Like, you hear Josh Allen on Hard Knocks talking to Kyle Brandt. I can see the parade. I can see the bus tires going under the snow. I can see the frigid temperatures and everybody having fun. It's in my mind. I know that it's there. Just like all these players for Philadelphia are like, I cannot wait for the season opener. Not only that, to rub it in the face of Dallas and Jerry Jones.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you not go out there and just absolutely show the Philadelphia crowd what it's all about? Go Birds, fly Eagles, fly. It takes 5 minutes out of your day to celebrate it. It's like whenever you had your graduation party, right? You didn't want to stand at the front door when all of your family members came in, but you did because they were giving you money and they were going to tell you congratulations when you graduated high school. And then once everybody comes in, friends, family, people you've never met before, you go mingle around and eat your food, whatever it is, but you still do what you're supposed to do, which is stand there, let everybody take it in. Nick Sirianni, kiss my ass.
You know, we've come so far in sports and culture intersecting each other and it becoming more of a pop culture deal now and a cultural thing now than it is a sports deal now. It's more about entertainment than it really is about the games at the end of the day. I mean, look at what you with YouTube and what's going to go on with that. If you were mad at the Taylor Swift stuff, don't watch the game tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now, Tony Dungy, right? And so it there's a cross section bigger than it's ever been between the entertainment industry and the sports world. Mm. Winning a championship, that's part of the entertainment side. And if the shoe was reversed, some way, some shape or form, Dallas actually stumbled into a Super Bowl championship in the next couple of years. Oh, what do you think that celebration would be like on that Thursday night game down in Dallas? It would be the biggest spectacle anybody has ever seen. And so you have the opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles to have your biggest rival there. Like when we've opened on Thursday nights after the Super Bowl, we've done it against the Lions, the Texans and whoever else
Ravens.
After and the Ravens. Yeah. After we won the Super Bowl, it wasn't exactly like we were playing our biggest rival. Rivals. This is a huge rivalry game for Philadelphia. I would make this as big and as powerful as everything that you could possibly do to send a message to the Dallas Browns. Hey, look, dude, we're the Super Bowl champions. You're coming into our house. Intimidate the hell out of them. Make it uncomfortable for them. Celebrate this thing. That's why I just don't believe in Nick Sirianni as a legitimate head coach to be able to handle this Super Bowl win because there's so much that goes along with it off the field. I just don't know that he's grown up enough to do that.
With all that said, do you guys see Philadelphia winning by two scores? You see a double-digit spread tonight because Dallas is 8.5-point dogs
That's
on the road to
number.
Philadelphia. A huge number. I took Dallas plus 8.5, by the way, if you wanted me to know. It's opening night. I know Chiefs-Ravens was a better matchup roster-wise. But look, everybody's good to go. This is 8.5 is, to me,
a lot. It's a big number. It really is. I don't know. Like, sometimes you think about the Super Bowl hangover, and with us, we haven't experienced that because of Andy Reid, right? Because we've got this veteran coach that understands what it's like to move on and have been there, done that, compartmentalized everything and handle everything the proper way. I there may be a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. I don't know how they're going to respond after that. I don't want to believe that it's going to be like they just showed week 17, a 41-7 final with Philadelphia and Dallas. If that happens, that is a dud, you know, obviously for the NFL, but it really kind of shows you where those two teams are. I have a feeling it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a much closer game. It's a rivalry game. It's going to be a sloppy game because both teams are coming out of the gate. It's the first opportunity to play against somebody different for the most part. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot closer than people want to. People are writing this game off like we don't even need to play it. Like it's just going to be some sort of blowout. I just don't think it is. Watch it be a blowout.
Well, it's good content for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will say this is probably the first time in my life that I'm rooting for Dallas.
Just because you won a game?
I won a game. I don't like Philadelphia.
Yeah, I hate both these teams.
I hate the fan base. Sports hate. I don't know anybody specifically that's an Eagles fan, but after dealing with what we dealt with in New Orleans and seeing the disrespect and just the immaturity of it, it's fine. I'm sure that we could do the same thing about Chiefs fans as well. But again, I'm rooting for Dallas. I want that kid that's from the movie Elf that gets everybody riled up, Nick Sirianni,
yeah,
and you know, all that sort of stuff. I want to see them lose. I want to see that happen, because if they do not show up for the Super Bowl celebration and then they lose to Dallas, and then Jerry Jones goes on radio show to talk about how good this team is, and you know, without Micah, that we were able to beat the Philadelphia Eagles because we didn't have any distractions. I would love to see that. Yeah. So yeah, tonight, put a star on my head. I'm rooting for Dallas.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for either team. I'm rooting for a tie, quite honestly. I would love to see it end in a tie. It would be fantastic for me because I hate both of those teams. And you're right about the behavior of the Philly fans down in New Orleans. That's just not coming from bitter Chiefs fans after we lost the game. I mean, it was insanity. I mean, these people were just bloviating dopes with the way that they were acting. And you look, they beat up on Santa Claus. So we all know how Philadelphia fans are. Better for the show if Dallas wins. There's no question about that. Better for sports radio if Dallas wins. And if Dallas wins, how many minutes into the WIP morning show tomorrow are they calling for Nick Sirianni's head?
Two.
You think it's right away? Because I do. I believe, like I've been saying about Nick Sirianni, I feel like everybody feels that way in Philadelphia, especially about Nick Sirianni. Like, okay, you won us a Super Bowl, but we're still not sure if you're the right guy. And if you don't celebrate the Super Bowl and then get your teeth kicked in by the Dallas Browns tonight, yeah, they will, because they'll be like, see, we told you he luckily won that Super Bowl, and all that kind of stuff will start going about Nick Sirianni. And you may have a legit conversation to have about that.
Well, how long did Peterson last after he won a Super Bowl?
Well, they won it in, I think, 17, and he was gone, like, I think 3 years.
I was going to say three
seasons.
Yeah,
I think it was 3 seasons. I can't remember if he was there for the COVID year or not.
The difference is this team is much better than that team.
True. Yeah. You have much better skill position players than you did back then.
Yeah. You have a quarterback. Yeah.
You won with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
You also have a Hall of Fame quarterback. You have a Hall of Fame running back and a Hall of Fame wide receiver on your team. Yep. Maybe I'm a bit egregious on calling A.J. Brown a Hall of Famer, but...
I was going to say you may be a bit egregious calling Jalen Hurts a Hall of Famer
right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to really argue it. He's a quarterback that won the Super Bowl and has been fantastic. I mean, he will have a case.
He's been to two
Super Bowls, for God's sakes. I mean,
he's got to do some more statistically.
Well, he's very young. I mean, Dan Marino made the Hall of Fame. He went to one Super Bowl, right? And I know that should not be the end-all be-all, but for whatever reason it is. Jalen Hurts is very young, not even, you know, 27 years old. He's already led his team to 2 Super Bowls. I mean, so.
And he's a Super Bowl MVP.
And he's a Super Bowl MVP. Sure. So, yeah, I don't think Dusty's wrong at all. I just don't. I think
we'll say, Dan, you mentioned the statistical god in Dan Marino.
Yeah, true.
Like,
yeah.
He's going to show up on all the all-timers.
There's two arguments to this, because you could be like, well, Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl MVP, but he set up all those records and all those yards. But then you're like, well, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, and there's no way he gets in the Super Bowl. But again, Trent Dilfer and Jalen Hurts' careers are both
way
totally
different. Trent Dilfer's the anomaly in all of this, right?
Yep.
There are anomalies in sports. It's okay to have those, right? Those are actually really cool. Trent Dilfer's a big time. Joe Flacco's an anomaly in all of this as well. You know, that random guy that somehow won a Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I don't think Dusty's wrong. I think when you hear Jalen Hurts Hall of Fame, you immediately go, no way. And then you do the say it out loud test. You start to think about what he's accomplished. You start to think about where he is in his career.
And his age.
he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He really is. And I never thought about it until Dusty just said it. But you're absolutely right about that.
You also look at this division, right? The NFC East. 20 years consecutively, no one has won this division back to back.
That's right.
Does that trend get nipped? Well, I don't know. I think we could go over our winners in the NFC, right? We can start with that Eastern Division. Mac, why don't you start off with your predictions of the NFC East this year? We'll go to Bob, and then I'll finish the East off.
I think we do have the first back-to-back winner. I just think this Eagles team's too strong from a roster standpoint. I'm going to go Eagles.
You said best roster in football, both AFC and NFC, yesterday in Mac's pack.
Best roster in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles. I believe that. Yep.
Is second. It close?
Second, first and second are close, but after that, I think there's a big drop-off.
So you go Philadelphia, Baltimore,
and then there's a pretty big drop-off.
Then it's Kansas City?
Maybe. I'd have to think about it.
Or Detroit?
Yeah, Detroit would be up there. Yeah, but it's not Buffalo, I don't think. Yeah, I think it would be KC, Detroit. You could have an argument of Green Bay, maybe. But yeah, I think those would be it. But yeah, big drop-off. I think Eagles, Commanders have a setback here, but I think they're still number 2. I'll go Cowboys with a feisty 6 or 7 win team, and then
The Giants, we've talked about them, Bob. I like them on paper. I look at that schedule, dude. That's rough. They could start 1-5, 0-6.
They could, but maybe they surprise this year, too. Sure. It is the NFL, right? And we were talking yesterday about selling hope in the NFL. It's true. You sell hope every year. And, you know, Jackson Dart's number two on the depth chart, so you start to wonder, are there plays for Jackson Dart? I hope not. I hope not to see Jackson Dart this year. Like, honest to God, if Brian Daboll wants to save his job and stay employed, do not play Jackson Dart for 1 minute this year.
True.
Do not play him for 1 minute this year because you'll always have that as the fallback plan. Do you see, by the way, they sold 10% of their team yesterday for $1 billion.
Wow.
10% of the Giants sold for $1 billion. Wow. It's a value to the $10 billion franchise. That's the NFL money for you, right? And so you're going with that. See, I have a hard time with this, man, because I'm just not 100% in on Sirianni. I'm not in on Washington because I feel like it could be a sophomore slump. Obviously, I'm not in on Dallas right now. The Giants, I don't know what. So I'm going to go with Washington. I'm going to go Philadelphia. I'm going to go Dallas. I'm going to go to the Giants. That's the order I'm going in. And I don't feel great about it at all. But I love that 20-year note that nobody's won this thing consecutive years in the last 20. So I'm awesome. Sticking with that. And I just can't trust Nick Sirianni to be an adult.
I'm going to go with the Washington Commanders winning the East this year. I like that roster. Okay.
Okay.
Left tackle situation.
Big improvement.
Went and got the gas mask. went and got Deebo Samuel. I think we're underrating Deebo Samuel because he's, you know, put on a few pounds in the offseason because it ended poorly in San Francisco, but we're just going to give up on him because he's going to go to Washington. He's got a better quarterback in Washington.
Yes, he does.
True.
Okay. He's got a new slate in Washington. He's got Scary Terry as well. He's got his Brandon Ayuk. That is Terry McLaurin.
Yep.
He's got a running back system, which in Washington, I don't know who the main guy is. I know Merritt's going to merit a lot of handoffs.
Yeah.
Good pun. and I like Daniels, man. I think that I was watching, BFT yesterday, and he's got their producer who's a big Philly fan. We know him, the big guy that always shouts and screams.
Yes.
And he goes, I need PFT to take his headset off. I am in fear. He's an Eagles fan. PFT, obviously a Washington fan. He goes, I am in fear that Washington might have their version of Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 to 15 years, and that terrifies him. If that is the case and Daniels can be that guy and be a stud quarterback, big year for Washington. I have Philadelphia finishing second in the East. I have the Cowboys finishing third. I think the Cowboys win 10 games again this year. I think their roster's underrated.
So you think the third-place team in the East wins 10 games?
I do. Dallas won 10 games last year. Didn't even have Dak Prescott.
Like half the year or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They still have CeeDee Lamb, who's the third best wide receiver in football. And that is a great bunch at the top three with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and CeeDee Lamb. You have George Pickens now. We'll see what Javonte Williams can do in the backfield with Dallas, but their defense isn't a slouch. They did lose Micah Parsons. We'll see how that defense rolls, but I have the Giants finishing last in the division. I don't think the Giants are going to be that 5-12 team. I could see the Giants being like 7-10, 6-11 type of team. Not terrible, obviously not great, but finishing last in that division.
You know what? It'll be interesting to see, you know, if Washington ends up winning this division, right? And Philadelphia does take that big step back, like maybe they will. You know, what the conversation becomes at the end of the season, too, about moving forward. Does Nick Sirianni get another opportunity? I just feel like Philadelphia fans and media, if you will, are just waiting for the Eagles to take that left-hand turn instead of keeping on the straight and narrow so they can pounce and get Nick Sirianni out of
Let me ask you this question. Right now, this season, Daniels, Hurts, Prescott, who would be your quarterback?
Probably Daniels. Yeah. No. I mean, because of youth. What are we factoring
just
in
this year. Season?
Just this season. Just this year. I'm going with Hurts then.
Going with Daniels.
Okay. We move on to the West. I'm going to take San Francisco to win this. Because of this, I think they have the healthiest quarterback, the most trusted quarterback as well. I know Stafford's out there. I love Matthew Stafford. I like San Francisco's roster still. And fellas, whenever you get bored today, you're on the John, you're getting ready to pop that dude wipe out of your hand, go look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Go look at San Francisco's schedule.
Is cake.
Last place schedule.
Yeah. It's baby soft.
Well, yeah. it's last place is only two games now. So it's the division that they're in, too, that gives them the benefit. Like, I don't think people factor in enough how hard the Chiefs have it with their division. Or you look around at some of these, like the North and the NFC, right? Like, these teams are playing playoff games so much more often than these teams out west. I mean, San Francisco got, yes, the last place schedule, but they also get the Cardinals twice and Seattle twice. And, mm-hmm. You know, they get and the they opportunity.
They play the NFC South as well.
Oh, correct. They do?
Yeah. Yeah. That's really.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Go look at the first six games for San Francisco and be like, okay, they could go 5-1. And then they get Ayuk back, and they still have Kittle, and they still have Brock Purdy. They still have Kyle Shanahan run that system. So I'll go San Fran. I'll go the Rams. I'll go Arizona. Do not sleep on the Arizona Cardinals this year.
I'll take a long nap on them.
And then I'll take the Hawks to finish last in that division.
See, I'm completely different. I've got the Rams. I love Sean McVay, but the quarterback situation, man. If he's healthy, I'm going with Matthew Stafford.
Yep,
I got San Francisco finishing second because Brock Purdy, as Danan always talks about, is not a win because of, he's a win with. I don't know if they have enough weapons to win with him there. We'll see. They might. We'll see what happens.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Seattle, I got third, and then I got Phoenix finishing fourth.
Phoenix.
This is your least favorite division, Bob. This is your I don't care division.
It really is. Like, if this division left the NFL, I wouldn't miss a beat. I don't like any of those teams.
I'll go with the Rams. I'm just going to trust that Stafford's going to be able to play. And, you know, if it's a few games, maybe they can get by with Jimmy G or Stetson Bennett. I'll go Seahawks at two. I was all over the place with this division, but I'm going to go with Seattle and the gunslinger. I think that defense is going to be the best in the division. Maybe it's them or L.A. And I think they're going to chuck it around. Sam Darnold's like a good quarterback. He's not going to be as good as he was last season with Kevin O'Connell, but he's got solid weapons. They have a decent O-line, and they've got a run game to rely on. I'll go with the Niners. There's so many ifs with this team. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey's an if. Brock Purdy, to me, isn't necessarily an if, but, like, how good is he going to be without all of these weapons? He's a minor if. Brandon Ayuk, another big if. Ricky Pearsall, like, I like him, but that's still hopeful. That's an if.
Jennings just got paid.
Juwan Jennings, yep, love that. Go Vols. Love that he's paid and ready to go, especially for my 20-team fantasy league. I am going to be starting him. The only non-if on that team is George Kittle. Yeah, and then Arizona Cardinals at four. I'm flaccid on them, dude. No excitement.
Yeah.
On to the North.
Do you have a division like I do for the NFC West where you're just like, I hate this division?
Yeah, AFC South.
Oh, AFC South like that? That's fair.
What about you?
Yeah, probably the AFC South. Yeah,
really?
Probably. Yeah. But all these NFC divisions, I will say we did the AFC yesterday, was way more sure on that.
Yeah, on the AFC.
Yes.
Yes. All the good teams are in the AFC, but it's easier to pick in the AFC. The NFC, man, you got to like your chances if you're any team in the NFC.
Dude. Well, seriously.
You know more in the AFC because you know more about the quarterback play than you do in the NFC.
Yeah, I watch it more. Yep. Yeah.
But the better ones are in the AFC.
They are.
You list the top four quarterbacks, you go to number at least five before you get to an NFC quarterback.
Yes.
All right, Mac, on to the North.
North, all right, it's going to be the Packers, baby. They're going to win. But Micah Parsons lifted them up. I already might have picked them, but this is at least two-game difference there with Micah Parsons. We're going to go Minnesota. This roster's fantastic. I know JJ's a question, but I'm just going to trust Kevin O'Connell and the infrastructure over there. They've got a head coach as their defensive coordinator in Brian Flores. I'll go Chicago. I'm super excited. And then Detroit, this is how I think you think the NFC East is, Dusty. I think the Lions could win 7, 8, maybe even 9 games and be last place in that division.
Wow, okay. So you got the Lions finishing last.
I do.
Because you've been listening to me talk about the departure of the coordinators too much, and now it's earwormed into you?
That parlayed with my love for Ben Johnson, one of those coordinators, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Because for me, I've got the Vikings winning this thing. I'm just on KOC until I'm out. Detroit finishing second, Green Bay third, and then Chicago a distant fourth.
I'll go with the Lions to win the North. I just think that roster is too good. I think Jared Goff's still got a lot of juice left in the tank. I'll have the Bears finish second, though.
Okay.
That's a big step for me. There's a lot of questions, but I'll take the Bears to finish second. I'll have the Packers finish third, and I'll have the Vikings finish last of the division because of the unknown of J.J. McCarthy and the three games without Jordan Addison. But don't sleep on T.J. Hockenson in the first 3 weeks of the season, fantasy people.
Yeah.
We finish off in the South. I'll take Tampa Bay finishing first. I trust Baker Mayfield. I think he could have another MVP-type season. Godwin should be back. Evans is still there. They've got a good running back tandem in Rashard White and Bucky Irving.
Mika Egbuka.
Exactly. Rookie out of Ohio State.
Ooh, yeah, get ready for that.
I'll take Atlanta to finish second. Carolina finishes third. And the Saints go back to the Aints with the first overall pick in the draft. I think they win 3 games this year.
Does anybody have anything different in that division?
I've got Bucks, Panthers, Falcons. I think the Panthers could be really fun this season.
Okay, fine. Because I'm the same as Dusty in that one. And I think the Tampa one is the obvious one. There are people talking about Baker being an MVP candidate this year. big season for Baker, because I feel like this is the first year where the world now loves Baker Mayfield, and everybody's going to be paying attention to see what Baker Mayfield can do and root for Baker Mayfield. I hope he does a great job down there, because that's a kid that I am rooting for.
You guys both had Packers third. Do they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
One team from the South, one team from the West, two teams from the North, two teams from the East, or from the two teams from the North, and then two teams from the East.
So you don't think they make it then if you got Packers third?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe there's three teams in the North.
Three could be the IAA.
Coming up on the other side, I want to get into the Red Zone channel. I think I'm going to steer differently than you two. Our colleague made a very good point yesterday, and I totally believe what he had to say because it's a good point. I'll bring it up on the other side. Red Zone TV, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Again, you can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Tonight, Philadelphia, Dallas. Dallas getting 8.5 on the spread. Love that. And Sunday, football kicks off the entire day, which is interesting because all of us are excited for Red Zone to come back. Now, I know that there is a lot of people out there that are, you know, questioning what came out yesterday, that there will be commercials now in Red Zone. And Scott Hansen, who is the host of Red Zone, was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday saying this.
I have no say over different elements that could or could not be in the show.
Okay.
And so I'll just tell you right now, when you see me come on the air here, we're going to hit the Octo Box. We've got 8 games in the early window, taking you around all the different cities. And then when we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, it's been more than 250 days since the first full NFL Sunday, but we are back. And 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now.
Cringe.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well said.
I realize that might be a slight change to some of you, but that's what the catchphrase will be. Listen, going forward.
So that's Scott Hansen, who is absolutely stiff, ready for football to start. But I don't necessarily think that it's the end of the world that there will be commercials in Red Zone. Now, we watch a lot of Royals games on TV, right? There's times where they do the split box.
I have no issue with that at all.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, and I thought Carrington made a very good point yesterday. One, about being a liar multiple times to Alex Gold. Two, catch strays all week, baby. But two, he had a really good tweet saying that I have no issue with commercials because there are multiple times within the Red Zone viewing that you could squeeze in a 60-second or a 30-second, mm-hmm. right? There's times where all games go to commercial, and Scott Hansen's just there sitting going, we got no score in this game. We got no score in this game. It's 3-0 Arizona. It's this. That's a perfect time to segue in a 30-second or 230s or 160. But I will say this, guys, because he made a good point. Just don't touch the witching hour. Let that be. Don't do that. And then when you transition to the 3 o'clock games, you got plenty of time there to slide in a few commercials because a lot of people get up, use the restroom,
sure.
go get a drink, go get some food, whatever it may be. You have opportunities. It's not the end all be all, right? But just don't mess with the witching hour, and you got plenty of opportunities to slide in a 30 or a 60.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear a lot more people having that take than what was going on X yesterday, because I come from a different world now. The older I've got, the more I've realized this is a business and it's not for us to watch games, right? And they're going to maximize this every way that they possibly can. Number one, first and foremost, this is not ESPN that's doing that. I thought that got misconstrued a lot yesterday. The NFL owns the Red Zone, so the NFL is doing this. ESPN is taking the fall for this, which is a good partner, right? That's what a good partner does. Fine. We'll take the fall. We'll let everybody think it's our fault for doing that. This is an NFL-owned product that just happens to be on the ESPN Plus app. So this is the NFL doing that. And I thought yesterday the hot take was to complain about this. Oh, my God, they're ruining it, the sanctity. What are the children going to say about all this? And I'm like, that's the wrong approach to complain about that, because the media companies are the ones that do pay the freight for all of this, right? And at the end of the day, without ESPN, without NBC, without CBS, without Fox, without all these streamers, we don't have the NFL the way that we have it today, which is essentially if you live in the town where your team plays, you don't pay 1 cent to watch your team play on an NFL Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, whatever the case may be. The NFL is paid for and the freight is picked up by these broadcast partners. And I want them to keep doing it, right? And the more that they spend, hey, the bigger the salary cap becomes for these teams. And so when you're a fan complaining, we need to pay our guys or whatever the case may be, we need to spend more money. The more money that the league makes, the more money that we can spend on the salary cap. I mean, just look at the exponential growth that this thing has had over the years. And so if you can make another $25 million here and a $50 million here, and that's why we're playing this game in Brazil, it all goes back to the owners and the players. All of the money that they make at the national level goes into that central fund, if you will, for lack of a better term, and is distributed 32 ways. And that's basically how they set the salary cap, by the national money, the TV money that they're bringing in. So the more money that they can bring in, the better really it is for the fan in the long run, because then we get to keep our players in our town with our team that we love. And maybe you don't have to let Isaiah Pacheco go after this season because there's enough salary cap room that they can wiggle around and find a way to fit him in. So I'm all for these guys making money, because at the end of the day, it's better for the fans. It's better for us to keep our players and to pay our guys and to do what we need to do to stay on top. So I just don't have a problem with it, as long as the commercials don't become more than the actual product, right? Like, if they do it here or there, like the baseball type stuff and split a screen here or there, it's not intrusive. It's when it becomes intrusive. Like when the NFL went touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial, then possession, and that was just intrusive commercials for about 10 minutes to kill time. Long as they don't do something like that, then I'm fine with it. As long as it doesn't get intrusive and it doesn't take away from what we've been watching, you're probably not even going to really notice it all that much.
Yeah, this comes from Sports Media Watch. Others have pointed it out, but Disney / ESPN has literally nothing to do with Red Zone, having ads. It's a bit amazing to see so many prominent accounts pinning this on ESPN when it's a deal for the NFL media. One is months from being approved, and two, does not grant it control of Red Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, you okay with commercials during Zone?
Yeah, not a huge Red Zone guy anyways, to be honest.
He's all cheap, too.
Yeah, I like watching a full game.
I'm with you. I like the Red Zone. I've gotten into it more since I got rid of Sunday Ticket, and I've enjoyed it. But you really don't get the full feeling of what's going on. And that's why once the playoffs got here, people thought football was boring because they watched the Red Zone. Yeah, they don't watch games.
Yeah, they don't watch the full games. I just like learning about the teams and, getting down to business. But, Red Zone, it'll be fine.
What is this 9-minute mark in the third quarter?
Yes, well, that's the thing, though. But people don't understand what football's about because they're watching the Red Zone and they just think it's an offensive explosion show. And I think while the Red Zone is good, it's good for understanding that this really isn't how the games are played. This is just a fun way to watch all of the scoring that takes place. Like, it's a good accessory to the games that you have. If you're watching Red Zone, you really don't know who the good teams are. You're just seeing spectacular plays. I think it's a fallacy to watch the Red Zone and think you have a feel of what's going on. You know what's going on in the NFL, but you really don't have a feel of who's truly a good team in the NFL by just watching highlights.
I love watching Red Zone because I play a game on Sundays where every time they show a touchdown being scored, I take a shot of beer. So I make it to about 2:45 on Sunday. But no, in all seriousness, I did see a funny video yesterday. It said, this is how I see Red Zone going in 2025. And it was like a video of Kyler Murray dropping back with it's like 4th and 1. Minute 30 left. Here's the play. The snap goes back. Kyler Murray drops back, looks down the field. Whopper, 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 whopper. Well done.
I also like the one that was the Octo Box with all different commercials in the Octo Box. That was a good one, too. Like, there were funny memes yesterday. But again, the way that social media reacts is also not reality. And we base so much in life based off of what's being said on X or Instagram or, you know, in the ether and whatnot. And we don't really take a step back and realize that's like five people complaining about stuff. And we tend to think it's a vast majority of people, because at the end of the day, I just don't think that it is. I don't think this is going to ruin your viewing pleasure of the NFL game. I don't think it's going to enhance it, but it's not going to ruin your viewing pleasure.
I did like this. Somebody on the chat on YouTube said, TJ says, well, that makes red zone free then.
Okay. Well, there's the other thing I was going to ask you guys. Would you pay $25 a month for commercial-free red zone, or just take a free red zone with commercials in it? Because
free,
you know, one way or the other, I would take the free one too. The commercials don't bother me. Coming up, my friends at QC Kinetics. But seriously, like commercials.
QC Kinetics.
It is coming up. but in all seriousness, like if we don't have those commercials, we don't have the teams that we have today. It all stems from the media deals, and I'm all for
this. Episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
For the media companies that pay the freight for all of us to watch free football every single day, I'm all for them making their money back any possible way, because it's good for all of us.
Coming up on the other side, QC Kinetics. But can you believe this, guys? Max Chiefs question with one. We are Xavier-worthy days away from a first game of the season. That all on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.